An ocean reflects a sunset. A logo appears, Mar Vista Entertainment. At night, police lights flash red and blue. Mar Vista Entertainment presents an Indie Films LLC production. A title appears. Unwanted Guest. Beth Littleford, Ted King, Kate Monsey, Valentina Novakovich, Ted Monty, John Henry Richardson, Nancy Sullivan, and Olivia Lemon. Paramedics wheel a covered body on a gurney past a police car and into the back of an ambulance.
One, two, three. Watch ahead.
A young blonde woman leads a brunette with glasses through a crowd of bystanders.
This is terrible. Does anyone know what happened to him?
No, no one does. But someone said that Alan tripped and fell down the stairs at the Science Center.
God, I hope he's gonna be okay.
God knows how long he was laying there for.
Anybody know that boy?
I do.
An older detective steps over.
Yeah, me too.
Detective Parker? Mind if I ask you a few questions, girls?
Sure, I guess.
Well, friend of yours?
We went out a few times.
What's your name?
Christine Roberts.
Well, how about you? What's your name?
Oh, right. Sorry. It's Amy. Amy Thomas.
All right. So when's the last time either of you saw him?
A day or so ago, I guess.
Amy spots a wide-eyed brunette talking to a mustached man.
That's who you should be talking to. Marilyn. That's his girlfriend.
Girlfriend?
So I heard.
Right. All right. Well, thank you for your time, ladies. Appreciate it.
Detective Parker?
Yeah?
Is Alan gonna be okay?
He was dead when they found him.
He leaves. Tears prick Amy's eyes and she grabs Christine's arm.
Christine, come on, let's go.
Christine looks over her shoulder at the scene as they leave. In a dorm room.
Well, I am sure glad to be getting out of here right now.
Why is that?
Are you kidding me? Alan's dead. This whole campus is going into a deep funk. Who'd want to stick around and be a part of that?
Well, some of us don't have a choice.
What do you mean?
I'm kind of stranded here, you know?
Amy wanders to a framed picture on Christine's dresser.
Hey, who's this?
Oh, that's my mom. And her husband.
He's handsome.
I guess. Never really thought of him like that.
They look perfect. They look like the perfect couple.
Well, looks aren't everything. So wait, you're staying here for the holidays?
Yeah, my folks are out of the country, so... Well, you know, what can you do?
Well, you can come home with me. My mom won't mind.
No, thank you, but I couldn't...
No, I'm serious. I insist. Now go pack your bag. We're getting out of this morgue first thing in the morning.
Okay. Okay.
Amy grabs her bag with a grin. In a large house, Christine's stepdad, a clean-shaven middle-aged man, enters his kitchen with a newspaper tucked under his arm and pours himself a coffee. He grabs two halves of a bagel from a toaster and sits at the dining table with his breakfast and paper. Christine's mom, a middle-aged blonde woman, enters in a pink blazer.
Hey.
Morning.
Morning.
You were up and out early?
Yeah, I had a showing. Couple was leaving town and could only view the property at 8:30.
Got it. Any luck?
Oh, who knows? I mean, sales are down all over town. I haven't sold anything in a month.
I hear you.
I keep trying.
It's all you can do. I think I know who that is.
Oh, I want to change out of my good clothes. Would you mind?
I got it.
Okay.
The man goes to the foyer.
Why do you always have the door locked when you know I'm coming home?
Never can be too careful.
It's like you don't even want me around.
They pout at each other.
Hello, Christine.
Hello.
They hug, smiling.
Who's this?
This is my friend Amy. She didn't have anywhere to go for the break, so I brought her along. She won't eat much.
Hello, Amy.
Hi, Mr. Benton.
Please don't be so stuffy. If you're a friend of Christine's, call me Charles.
Okay, Charles. Thank you for having me. I'll try not to be a bother.
I'm sure that won't be a problem.
Where's Mom?
Oh, she had some work around town this morning. She's changing out of her work clothes.
Did she sell anything?
Not yet. But she has some interest.
Charles returns to the dining room.
Okay, come on. Let's go put our bags in my room.
In a bright bedroom.
And this is my room. It's only got the one bed, but it's a big one. It's big enough for two. There is a guest room on the other side of the house if you prefer that.
Oh, no, this is fine. Really, I wouldn't want to be alone in a big new house anyway.
Me neither.
So Charles seems really nice. So handsome, too.
Yeah, he's one of the top copyright attorneys in town. Except he's not my dad, he's my stepdad.
Right.
Not that there's... He's a really great guy. Don't get me wrong, it's just... He's the kind of guy who never wanted kids, you know?
I always wondered why you lived on campus when your house was so close by.
It's really not a big deal. I kind of wanted to give him and my mom their own space, you know?
Trust me, Christine, I get it. I know what it's like to be in the way of other people's lives. What's that?
That's Mr. Chips. Hello, little buddy. Did you miss me?
You have a rat?
Oh, he's a hamster.
That's a rat.
No, shh. You may hurt his feelings.
He kind of smells funny.
Yeah, my mom may have gotten a little bit behind on cleaning the cage. She gets forgetful sometimes.
Where is your mom anyway?
Well, we should go find her.
Yeah.
Mr. Chips burrows in his bedding. In the kitchen, Christine's mom makes a sandwich.
There you are!
Oh, Christine, sweetie, I thought I heard you come in.
Charles said you were getting dressed.
Yes, I had an early morning. Who is your friend?
Hi, oh. Mrs. Benton, I'm Amy.
Amy didn't have anywhere to go for the holidays, so I invited her to tag along with me. I said you wouldn't mind.
Oh, no, it's fine, of course. Yeah, I was just fixing lunch. You girls want a sandwich?
No, thank you. I had a really big breakfast.
I will have one, please, with extra mayo.
You got it, sweetheart. Oh, and Amy, please call me Anna, okay?
Okay, Anna.
Oh, Charles, the ice maker's acting up again.
Really? Okay, I'll take a look.
He reaches into the freezer.
It's that one piece of ice that always gets stuck in the back. That ought to do it. But it's going to take a while before it makes enough ice for everybody. Maybe I should just run to the store and get a bag.
Would you mind?
Of course not. Anybody want to ride along?
No, thank you. I'm about to eat.
I'll go. If that's okay.
Sure. We'll be back soon.
Christine, do you need anything?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Amy leaves with Charles.
So, Mom, how goes the war?
Well... Could be better, Ron. I mean, no one wants to buy a house anymore.
But at least you're trying.
Yeah, I am trying. But am I trying hard enough?
Are we talking about real estate, or are we talking about what's going on around here?
Both. Seem to have lost that spark, you know? That thing that keeps every day from being like the day before. Now everything is just a routine.
Can't always be fireworks.
I know. I just feel like I need to shake it up every once in a while.
In Charles's car.
So how long have you and Christine been friends?
Oh, a little while now. She's never mentioned me?
No, but she doesn't really confide in me. Not her father, you know. She doesn't come home as often as she used to.
Oh, well, I talk about Christine all the time. But I'm also just a chatterbox. I say whatever's on my mind, whether people want to hear it or not.
Percy, you get in a lot of trouble like that.
No kidding.
So why didn't you go home for the break? Won't your family miss you?
Yeah, well, they're my family's in Europe, actually. They go every year.
Charles eyes her legs as she cleans her glasses with the hem of her skirt.
Nothing for me but a big empty house.
That's too bad. But you'll have a great time with us.
You know, you're much better looking than your photograph.
Amy stares at Charles.
Thanks. I think.
Later at dinner.
So, Amy, hon, tell me, what kind of courses are you taking?
Oh, I'm a pre-med student. Yeah, although I don't know how long that'll last.
Why's that? Amy hates being around sick people.
What? Liar.
It's the truth.
It's true. Okay, I think it's kind of depressing. Don't you?
Well, that's a curious career choice then, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. My dad badgered me into it.
Why would he do that?
Because he thinks there's no future in chemistry.
Oh, you're interested in chemistry.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually pretty good at it. And still, it's a very disciplined course, but, you know, not good enough for my dad.
What does your dad do, hon?
He's an engineer. Yeah, he builds things. He was a CB in the Gulf War.
Well, military man. It's probably where you get your sense of discipline from.
Can you make some of it rub off on Christine? Her room is always such a mess.
Ha ha, very funny.
Well, if I had a home as beautiful as this, I would never let it get messy. Where thou art, that is home.
You sure you're only 21 years old?
Oh, 21 and a half.
Charles studies her as he sips his water. Anna looks between them and Charles gives his wife a smile. That night, Christine plays with Mr. Chips in her room. Amy comes in behind her with two glasses of red wine.
Doesn't he ever sleep?
Of course he does. During the day.
Oh, great.
He's really very sweet. You'll get used to him.
Maybe. He does smell better now that you cleaned his cage.
You'll learn to love him just like I did.
Well, I don't know. I don't fall in love very easily. Here.
Did my mom see you with these?
No, I think everybody's asleep. Why, is it a problem?
No, I'm just wondering. Cheers.
Cheers.
They sip their wine and sit on the bed. Amy takes her glasses off to clean them with her shirt.
You know, you're actually very pretty when you take those off.
Ouch.
You know what I mean.
No, actually, I'm not sure I do know what you mean.
I'm just kidding around, Amy.
I know. I know what you mean. Guys don't make passes and all that.
I'm just messing with you.
I know. It's just, you're so beautiful. So perfect. I feel like everything comes so easily for you.
No, I'm just lucky. I want you to do something for me. Come on.
They go to the bathroom mirror.
I want you.
Yes.
I want you to take your hair down.
No.
Come on.
No, Christine, I don't do that.
Come on, just do it.
Why?
Let it go. Come on.
Okay.
Amy's dark locks fall over her shoulders in waves.
See? Look at how gorgeous you are.
Christine takes Amy's glasses off and runs a brush through her hair.
You're sweet, but I could never get a guy like Alan to even look at me twice.
Yeah. Well, you didn't miss much. He was kind of a jerk.
She gives Amy the brush.
Still, it's really horrible what happened to him.
Yeah. Just horrible.
Amy stares at herself as she brushes her hair.
Hey, how come you never told that detective that Alan used to be your boyfriend?
Yeah, he used to be, he's right. Why would I want to get involved now? He went off with someone else, so she should be the one they question. Amy,
Christine faints onto her bed. Amy puts the brush down and goes to lie on the bed next to her. Amy pulls Christine's face toward her by the jaw.
If Alan were my boyfriend, I'd never let him fall like that. Never.
She lets go and Christine's head lolls. In the morning, Anna enters the kitchen to find Amy with no glasses and her hair down, making pancakes.
Good morning, Anna.
Morning, Amy. You're up awfully early.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to make breakfast for everybody.
Well, that's very nice of you. But why?
Well, to be honest, it's one of the things I miss most about not living at home anymore. The smell of fresh coffee brewing and pancakes on the griddle reminds me of a time when my whole family was together. Everybody needs somebody to care about. I hope you don't mind, do you?
No, no, of course not. I'm just a little surprised, that's all. No, it's great. Oh, you're not wearing your glasses.
Oh, my goggles? I just put my contacts in when I don't feel like wearing those anymore.
Oh, you look very different.
Different in a good way, I hope.
No, of course, I didn't mean it like that. Yes.
Good.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Charles. I made breakfast. Have a seat.
Okay.
Anna lifts her brows at Charles, then watches as Charles sits at the table and Amy serves him.
Here you go. And be careful with the syrup. I don't want you to get it on your nice suit.
She brushes his shoulder.
Don't start spoiling me, Amy. I might get used to it.
Well, I guess I'll go get dressed.
Anna leaves and Amy takes the seat beside Charles.
Is it really spoiling someone to make them a decent breakfast? You work very hard, Charles. It's important that people make you feel appreciated.
Even so, you don't need to pamper me. Where's Christine?
Oh, she's still asleep. Yeah, she was so tired last night. Who knows when she'll wake up?
She'll sleep till noon if you let her.
Well, it is holiday break, and she's been studying so hard. Sometimes I worry about her getting sick, but she just burns the candle at both ends. It's not healthy.
I think you're the first person to ever accuse Christine of overstudying. But you're right. Some people deserve to sleep in. Right now, I have a lot from a run.
Oh, let me get you a travel mug so you can take your coffee with you.
Wow. Gonna make some lucky man very happy one day.
Charles notices a liquor tray on a sideboard and his eyes narrow. He goes to it and picks up an open bottle of red wine. Amy comes back with a travel mug.
I sure hope so. Here.
Who opened this?
I did.
You?
Yeah. Christine and I had a few glasses before you went to bed last night. I probably should have asked, but everyone was asleep. So, I just thought...
No problem. It's just curious.
I'm gonna replace it when I go to the store today. I will replace that.
Don't worry about it. Wine is meant to be enjoyed.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Breakfast was great.
On campus, Detective Parker walks up a flight of concrete steps with a red-headed administrator. He stops near the top and looks down the hill.
Well, that is one nasty fall.
I really don't know how something like this could have happened. We have an almost perfect safety record.
Well, what troubled me was all the blood.
The blood?
Yeah. I mean, I can accept it on the stairs there, where the body would naturally hit the concrete steps. I can accept it at the bottom, where he finally landed. How does all this blood get up here before the body's even fallen a single step? Yeah. Joe, you got it?
I do.
What's that?
Coroner's initial report.
According to this, Alan Curwood received blunt force trauma to the head prior to falling down the stairs.
Well, that explains the blood.
What does it mean?
It means that somebody killed that boy.
Killed him?
Yeah. They probably hit him with something heavy when he was standing right about here, then they just gave him a little shove.
Then it was murder?
Yeah. What's your school's record for that?
Later, Marilyn sits in the dean's office across from the detectives.
Who'd want to kill Alan?
Maybe no one. Could have been unintentional.
Could have just been an argument that got out of hand.
Yeah, a fight, a scuffle maybe, in which case that fall would have been a complete accident.
Why are you looking at me like that? Come on, you don't think I had something to do with it?
You know, it wouldn't have taken a big person to do it, just something heavy in the right hands.
He was your boyfriend, right?
That's right, but only for a few weeks.
Had you two been arguing?
That's crazy.
Did he have any enemies? Maybe one of your ex-boyfriends?
Maybe one of his ex-girlfriends.
No, but...
But what?
Well... I did think that he might have been cheating on me. He was really popular with the girls. You know how that is.
Oh, yeah, we know.
So it may be someone else's boyfriend.
I can't say. I just don't know. But I did think that there might have been someone else.
Gentlemen, I'm sure if Marilyn knew anything more, she would tell you. Wouldn't you, dear?
Of course.
Any plans for the holiday?
I'm flying home at noon. That is, if I'm free to go.
You're free.
Marilyn stands and leaves the office.
She's one of our brightest students. I'm sure she's telling you the truth.
Maybe. But is she telling all of it?
In Marilyn's room.
For a minute there, I thought they were going to tell me I couldn't leave town.
Come on, that's only in the movies. They can't actually stop you unless they plan to book you.
Yeah, well, you weren't sitting there in the hot seat like I was.
Okay, well, that's true. You must have been freaked.
Terrified. Just a minute! Hey, the airport shuttle's here. I'll call you back later.
Okay, and stop worrying.
Right. Bye. You're early. I said 10:30. What do you want?
A hooded figure lifts a champagne bottle and whacks Marilyn against the head. She falls to the floor, eyes open and unseeing. Her door swings shut and she's dragged away. In Charles's high-rise office, a young man enters.
You got a minute?
Sure. What's going on?
It's the case with Olympic. The blueprint infringement, I have hit a wall.
How so?
Library of Congress shows no registration on file for any of Johnson's plans.
They never registered them?
Nope. And?
And we can't file a lawsuit without a proper registration.
Exactly.
Get an expedited claim going.
I will get all over this.
Hey. Don't forget about Wednesday night.
Well, how could I forget? Your dinner parties are always the talk of the water cooler. Oh, and this year, guess who's flying solo?
Yeah, Becky's out of town.
Mm-hmm, and that suits me just fine. I get to cut loose without her hovering over my shoulder. It is gonna be so good, trust me.
Yeah, I wonder what that's like, cutting loose a little.
You know what it's like? It's kind of like the difference between being married and only having a girlfriend.
At Christine's house, Amy leans over Christine as she lies asleep in bed.
Hey, sleepyhead.
Hey.
Hi.
What time is it?
1 o'clock.
One?
Oh. Yep.
Because I was more tired than I thought.
It's okay, I don't blame you. There's been so much going on.
I'm so sorry, what have you been doing?
Me? I made breakfast and went to the corner to pick up a few things.
Christine sees the hamster cage open.
Oh no, Mr. Chips got out.
Oh no. You must not have relatched the cage properly when you cleaned it yesterday.
This happens all the time. He always comes back, but what a pain.
It's okay. I'll help you look.
Thank you. Mr. Chips, where are you?
He's so tiny.
Yeah, but he can cover a lot of territory when he wants to. Sooner or later, he'll get hungry, though, and that's when we get him.
Ah. Hamster marches on his stomach.
Something like that. Look, he'll be back. I'm so sorry I woke up so late. I'm gonna go take a shower, and then we'll go do something fun.
Okay, great. I'll keep looking.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Christine disappears into the bathroom, and Amy wanders to the dresser. She looks at a makeup brush, then opens a drawer of sweaters. She closes it and opens the next drawer. On top lies a lacy lilac number. Amy takes it out and unfolds the baby doll lingerie. then holds it over her chest as she studies herself in the mirror. In the shower, Christine washes her hair.
Who's that?
A figure approaches the textured glass on the shower door.
Hello?
It's me, Amy.
Oh, Amy! What do you want?
I just wanted to use your hairbrush.
Oh, I just didn't know who it was.
Who else could it be?
You know what I mean.
Amy lifts a hand toward the glass and Christine glances over her shoulder.
Do you mind?
Of course not.
As Christine goes back to washing her hair, a confused expression crosses her face. Amy slowly leaves the bathroom. Amy enters the kitchen and picks up the phone.
Hello, Benton Residence?
Hey, Christine.
No, this is Amy, Christine's friend.
Oh, gosh, Amy, I'm so sorry. This is Claire. Is Anna around?
No, not at the moment. Can I take a message?
Oh, Anna and I were supposed to have lunch tomorrow at noon. I just wanted to confirm she was still available.
Oh, I'm so sorry. She asked me to tell you that something's come up and she's not going to be able to make it.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, no big deal. Can you just tell her that I'll catch up with her next week?
I will do just that. Thanks.
Anna enters behind her.
Was that the phone?
Oh, yeah, it was Claire. She told me to tell you that something's come up and she's not going to be able to make your lunch tomorrow, but she did say that she would call you next week.
Oh, what a flake. So, what are you two girls doing today?
I don't know, just girl stuff. Hey, do you want a glass? Kind of takes the edge off the day.
Oh, thanks. It's a little early.
Oh, please. People in Italy have wine at every meal. Even kids.
Yeah, so I've heard. But not for me. Thank you.
Miss Benton.
Amy approaches with a glass of wine.
Are you okay?
Of course. Why do you ask?
Look, I know it's none of my business, but you just seem a little troubled.
No, not at all. I mean... Maybe I'm a bit out of sorts.
I am a pre-med student, and I don't just study medicine. So if you want to tell me how you feel, maybe I could help.
I just need to smile more.
Okay. You sure?
Anna nods.
All right, well, if you do decide that you want to talk, just say the word.
Well, don't you worry about me. You girls just have fun today.
I think we're going to the mall. Oh, and keep an eye out for Mr. Chips. He's on the loose.
Again?
Yep, I'm afraid so.
Anna strides off and Amy leans against the sideboard.
Such a shame.
She sips her wine with a hint of a smile. Now Amy and Christine stroll through a shopping plaza.
It's not. And then this guy, he's like, do you want to dance? Do you want to dance? He keeps asking me and I say no.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, just one dance. And so finally I say, okay, let's dance. And guess what?
What?
He couldn't dance.
Oh, no.
He could not dance.
I'm not a very good dancer either, so.
But you're a girl. That's fine. I mean, with a guy, it's just they want to dance so they can get up close and breathe all over you.
Ugh.
I mean, how many guys do you actually know that like to dance? Like, none.
See, Christine, this is what I'm talking about. You always have everything all figured out, don't you?
Absolutely not. But I do know a thing or two about men.
She shrugs and Amy smiles.
And then the...
Amy stops as they pass a lingerie stall.
I've never had a nightie. I want to get one. I want to get one that looks like that. It's sheer and lacy and a bright color.
Listen to you.
What?
Who would you model it for?
Nobody, I guess. I just like to have one.
See, that's the problem with lingerie. Nobody ever gets to see it but you.
Christine turns, but Amy pulls her back.
True. But my grandma did send me some mad money. So why not go mad?
Why not indeed?
Really?
Sure.
That night at Christine's house, an empty glass of wine sits on a bedside table next to a sleeping Christine. A hand reaches out and pulls back one of Christine's eyelids for a moment. Wearing pink lingerie, Amy checks herself in the mirror. Christine stirs. The clock shows 11:59 as Amy goes and opens the window. Christine moves in her sleep, a crease between her brows. Amy tenses against a chill, then wears an expressionless look as she leaves. Downstairs, Amy pours herself a glass of red wine. Charles comes in, shirtless.
Can't sleep?
Oh, you startled me.
Maybe I should make more noise, huh?
No, it's okay. I wasn't expecting to run into anyone.
I'm just a little bit restless tonight, that's all.
Funny, me too. Do you care to join me?
Maybe just a wee dram.
Charles pours himself a drink.
Where's Christine?
How come every time we're alone together, you ask me about Christine?
Do I?
Do I make you uncomfortable?
Don't be silly.
And how come you won't even look at me?
Charles hesitates, then turns to face her. Amy beams.
Do you like this? I got it at the mall today.
It's very pretty.
I like the color.
It suits you.
Did you know that they say color can affect a person's mood?
I've heard that.
So what about this color? Does it make you feel anything?
Maybe you should put a robe on. It's supposed to get down in the upper 30s tonight.
Well, who cares? I'm inside. It's nice and toasty in here. Oh, and to answer your question about Christine, she's asleep. Anna?
She's been asleep since 10.
Then I guess it's just us two night owls.
Charles downs the rest of his drink in one go.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Clouds pass over a full moon and the cold wind blows into Christine's room. She shivers in her sleep. Amy sits by the fireplace, reading a book in her thin pink nightie. Charles steps into the doorway behind her and her gaze lifts. A smile starts to spread over her face. Charles steps away again, but Amy continues to smile as she returns to her book. At 5 o'clock, Amy shuts the window in Christine's room. She watches Christine shiver on the bed. At 7:27, Amy wakes up next to Christine. Christine still shivers. Amy gets out of bed. In the kitchen, Anna cooks breakfast. Amy enters and stops short when she sees Anna, then forces a smile.
Mrs. Benton.
Good morning, Amy. You're just in time. Breakfast is almost ready. Charles, breakfast!
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, coffee's on if you want some.
Charles comes in.
Pleasant surprise.
I thought I'd get an early start on the day. Go sit. Amy, why don't you have a seat? I'll fix you a plate.
Thanks, but I'm not hungry.
Well, could you tell Christine that breakfast is ready?
Sure.
Amy leaves.
This is great, honey. What's the occasion?
No occasion. I'm just, you know, trying to be the woman you married.
You already are.
No, I haven't been that woman in a while. But I can be. And I will be.
Don't even think about it. Everybody gets sidetracked once in a while.
I want to get that spark back that we used to have. I'm going to start doing that right now.
I'd love to help you.
Come quick. There's something wrong with Christine.
Christine?
She's real sick. She wants you.
They hurry out.
Real sick.
In Christine's room.
Oh, baby, what's the matter? Christine, what's wrong?
Oh, Mom. I think it's just a cold, a really bad one. I feel awful. My head is pounding and I can barely breathe.
Amy said you've been burning the candle at both ends. This is what happens.
Stop trying to make me feel better.
No, you stay right where you are, young lady. You are not leaving this bed today.
What am I supposed to do?
You need your rest. You need to let this run its course. You're not going anywhere.
What, now you're the expert?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am. Now, I'm going to get you something to drink. You've got to stay hydrated.
Amy goes back to the kitchen and grabs a spoon and glass. She gets a jug of dark juice from the fridge and pours it into the cup. Amy glances around, then pulls a small baggie from her pocket and empties a white powder into the juice. She stirs the drink. Upstairs, Charles checks his watch.
Oh, feel better, princess. I'll call you later, see how you're doing.
He blows her a kiss and leaves.
I'm going to run to the drugstore and pick up some cold meds. Maybe those will help.
Mom, I'm so sorry. I feel so bad. I know you had that dinner party to get ready for.
No. Don't even think about it. I'm sure Amy can help out if I need it.
Yes, of course I can. I'd be happy to help out. Here, I'll drink this.
Oh, God.
Christine sits up and takes a big gulp of juice.
Can one of you please help me to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Oh, I've got this.
Okay. I guess I'll run to the store then.
Oh, make sure you get some decongestant and a thermometer. I couldn't find one.
I think I can handle this.
All right, after you're done, it is straight to bed.
Yes, doctor.
Outside, Anna hurries into her black SUV. Amy steps out onto a second floor balcony and watches Anna drive away.
I'm ready.
Amy goes back inside and helps Christine into bed.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Now you stay put, and I will be back again soon to check on you.
Oh, I think you're such a good friend, Amy. I honestly don't know what I'd do without you.
Just take it easy. Your mom's gonna be home soon and you won't even need me around anymore.
Don't say that, please. Come on. I want you around.
Well, then I'm not going anywhere.
She sits on the bed next to Christine and strokes her hair. Meanwhile, in Marilyn's room.
This way, guys. We're going right over here.
An officer directs paramedics. Detective Parker paces by the door and his partner Joe Davis arrives.
Hey. I just got your message. Is she...
Yeah, she is. Airport shuttle driver said there was no answer at the door, and then her folks phoned it in when they couldn't reach her.
Yeah. You're gonna love this.
What's this?
Toxicology report from that kid.
It's about time. Let me guess, alcohol, right?
Nope. Something better's in there.
Sodium diethyl barbiturate? What the hell's that, Joe?
It's a sleeping powder. Odorless, tasteless, classified as a hypnotic. It's powerful stuff, knocks you out in minutes. And get this, has not been used since the 1950s.
Tell me, how would somebody get a hold of that today?
You can make it, if you have a chemistry lab.
You mean like the chemistry lab here on campus?
That's what I'm thinking.
A gurney rolls past.
You figure it was used on her?
Marilyn's limp arm drops off the edge.
I guess we'll see.
In the dean's office.
Only three students have a key to the chemistry department. Connolly, Williams, and Thomas.
Thomas? Amy Thomas?
That's right. A promising pre-med student. She absolutely excels at chemistry.
We already talked to her. What about the other two?
Once again, both excellent students. All volunteer as teacher's aides.
Can we get their contact info?
Of course. But these other two students, they've already left town.
I wouldn't bet on it.
In Christine's room, Amy stands from the bed and goes downstairs.
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Christine Roberts, please?
Yes, this is Christine.
Christine, this is Detective Parker. We met at the college the other night.
Yes, I remember.
Well, I'm calling about your friend Amy Thomas.
Amy, what about her?
Well, I was told that she may be staying with you for the holiday break.
Yeah, she was.
Was? She's not there now?
No, she left yesterday.
Left. Any idea where she went?
I'm not sure. I think that she went to spend time with her family. They're in Europe.
No. And she didn't say anything else?
No, that's all, Detective. She can be a little secretive sometimes.
Yeah, we're just starting to figure that out ourselves. Thank you.
No problem.
Amy's polite smile fades, and she begins to walk away when she spots Mr. Chip scurrying around the kitchen floor.
There you are, buddy.
She sneaks toward him.
Mr. Chips. Come on, buddy, don't run away.
He goes around a corner and Amy follows.
Buddy, where are you?
Amy crouches as Mr. Chips comes closer.
Come here, buddy. Hey.
She reaches for the countertop and grabs a pepper grinder.
Hi, Mr. Chips.
She raises it over the fuzzy hamster. Amy slams the grinder down and wipes her brow with a bloody hand.
Oh, better.
Anna parks in the driveway and gets out with some medicine. Amy mops the kitchen floor.
Amy? I'm in here, Mrs. Benton.
too. You can stop calling me Mrs. Benton. It's Anna.
I know. I'll do better in the future. I promise.
What's going on?
Nothing. Christine is asleep, so I just thought I'd clean up a bit. No one wants to come home to a messy kitchen.
That's so unexpected. You really are too good to be true.
I spilled cranberry juice. You don't want a sticky floor?
No, you don't, but I could have done that.
Oh, I always clean up my messes. Anna?
I'm gonna go check on Christine.
Okay, I will be in a second, just when I finish up.
Anna leaves and Amy takes the mop to the sink. As she squeezes the mop out, watery blood spills out and down the drain. Amy straightens and brushes her hair back. Anna arrives in Christine's room.
Christine. Honey, you awake? You awake? Christine.
Anna touches Christine's forehead.
Honey. Honey. Christine. Christine.
Christine doesn't move. Anna straightens and looks toward the door. Now in the kitchen, Amy chops vegetables.
So how many people are you having for this dinner party tomorrow night?
Just two other couples. So with you and Christine, that makes eight of us.
Oh, great. You know, I used to braise short ribs with my mom as a kid. I loved it. The house would just fill up with the most amazing aroma and just float around for days. Sometimes it was like I could almost taste the air.
Well, the trick is to prepare everything a day in advance.
It's such a shame. We used a perfectly good bottle of wine on raw meat, right?
Well, we're only going to use half a bottle.
So. Oh, well, great. Then more for us. You want some?
No, thanks.
Do you not like wine?
I don't drink. I haven't for some time.
Oh. Why is that? Is it because it causes problems for you and Charles?
That's kind of personal, Amy.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to imply anything. I have this thing where I say whatever pops into my head, and sometimes it's the wrong thing. I'm sorry.
That's all right. And Charles and I don't have any problems. We're fine.
Oh. Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Takes work. But I'm up to it. We are going to need the Dutch oven.
They go to a high shelf.
Okay, where is it?
Oh, it's up here. Charles put all the big pots out of the way so we'd have more room in the kitchen.
Oh, you know, I would help you with that, but I'm a little afraid of heights.
No, that's okay. I think I can reach it up here. Just help me.
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay. I think I can reach the lid.
Okay, just hand it down to me.
Yeah. It's heavy. Okay, here.
Got it.
Oh. Oh, almost got this. Hold on.
Amy sees Anna's stool wobble.
Almost got it. Almost got it.
Amy kicks the stool.
Ah! Oh, my God. Are you okay?
What happened?
Oh, my God. The chair, you were leaning too far forward, and it just flipped right from under you. Are you hurt?
My leg. I think I might have broken it, and my back really hurts.
Okay. Don't move. It could make things worse, all right? I know exactly what to do. You're going to be fine. I can take care of everything.
At the hospital, Amy talks on her cell phone.
Well, it all just happened so fast. One minute she was in the chair, and the next minute she was on the floor.
How bad is it?
Well, they say she broke her tibia and her fibula. She also tweaked her back, but that's not as serious.
Look, I can be there in about 30 minutes.
Oh, no, don't. Don't do that. She's ready to go home now, and I've got the car. I'm just waiting on them to fill her prescriptions.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure. We've got important things to do. Just leave this to me.
All right. Tell her I'll be home early.
I'll see you at the house. And Charles, don't worry, okay? This is just a little setback. It's nothing life-threatening or anything. She's in good hands.
Amy, I don't know how I can thank you enough.
I'll see you at home.
At night, Christine sips soup in bed.
So the doctors say that your mom should just stay in bed the next few days, and she should put as little pressure on that leg as possible. How's the soup? Is it too hot?
Oh, it's great. Thank you.
Man, whatever you got it good. Now your poor mom.
Some vacation for you.
Stop. Really, I'm just glad I could be here to help out. Could you imagine Charles trying to handle both of you on his own?
No.
Done with that?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm just getting really tired.
Okay. Well, I'll keep quiet for you.
So no sign of Mr. Chips?
No. But maybe he just finally escaped to greener pastures.
I really hope he didn't get outside. It's gonna be freezing tonight.
Again? Really? Well, get some rest.
Amy leaves. Charles returns home. He puts his briefcase down. Anna sits in bed reading a magazine with her leg in a brace.
Charles.
Hi. Whew. You taking visitors?
What an idiot I am.
What kind of talk is that?
I should have known better. All I had to do was go into the garage and get a step ladder, but no, not me.
You should have let Amy climb up there.
Yeah, she said she was afraid of heights.
Really? Afraid of heights?
Well, what difference does it make? What's done is done.
Does it hurt?
Might when these drugs wear off.
Then we'll make sure that doesn't happen.
They're the good ones. You want some?
Thanks, I'm trying to quit.
Too bad. Could have had a party.
Maybe later. I'll be back.
I'll wait right here.
A kettle sits on the stove as Charles enters the kitchen. He turns the burner off and removes the kettle from it. Charles looks inside the Dutch oven on the stove. Amy appears with a glass of Charles's brandy.
Thought you said you were going to be home early.
Oh, hey. I got caught on a conference call with Washington. It took forever. I'm sorry I wasn't home earlier to help out.
Don't apologize to me. I'm nobody.
Don't say that.
Here. Thought you could use this after a day like today.
There you go, spoiling me again. Where's yours?
Amy takes his glass and sips from it as she stares into his eyes.
It smells so good.
It's wine braised beef for your dinner party tomorrow night.
I have to cancel that.
Why would you do that? Anna has worked so hard to put everything together. It would kill her. Besides, I can stage the entire dinner party and play hostess.
I don't know about that.
Look, the hard part's already done. Please, let me help you with this.
That is a huge client. And I didn't want this to happen.
Then it's done.
She touches his arm as she moves past him.
Get this to Anna.
How'd you manage to get the Dutch oven down?
Oh, it's no big deal. I just climbed up and grabbed it. If Anna would have let me help her in the first place, then it never would have been a problem.
Charles keeps a hand on his drink as his eyes follow her.
Why are you dressed like that?
Dressed like what?
She wears only an oversized t-shirt with a revealing v-neck.
Like that.
All my clothes are in the wash. But if this shirt bothers you, I can take it off. Just say the word.
Her eyes linger on him as she walks away. Once she's gone, Charles lifts his glass and takes a sip of his amber drink. Later, Amy stops in a doorway. Charles steps into view, his wedding ring shining on his finger. Amy goes to him. She takes his hand. Charles looks down as Amy entwines her fingers with his. Her hand creeps up his chest, and she kisses him. Charles returns the kiss, and they grow more passionate as they make out. In her room, Christine shakes on her bed by the open window. The next morning, Charles enters the kitchen where Amy cooks breakfast.
Good morning.
Morning.
He gets coffee.
Sleep well?
Hardly.
Breakfast is almost ready.
Already running late.
Amy looks at him and puts the spatula down before going to him.
But you're the boss. You can go in whenever you want.
She starts unbuttoning his shirt, but Charles pulls her hands away.
I gotta go.
He leaves and Amy stands there, her smile fading. She returns to the stove and uses the grinder to sprinkle pepper over the scrambled eggs. Charles carries a mug to Anna in their bedroom.
Here you go.
Thanks, hon. I wish you didn't have to go in today.
I know. But you have Amy around to help you.
Yeah. That's just it. I feel so helpless lying here while some strange girl runs my house.
Well, we're lucky to have her here. Just checked in on Christine. She's doing worse today than she was yesterday.
I know. And I'm worried. I'm scared.
Scared of what?
Of her.
Of Amy? Please.
No, I mean it. Look at what's happened since she got here. Christine got seriously ill within a day and is getting worse by the minute. Why? And she didn't like Mr. Chips, and now he's disappeared. I accidentally fall and break my leg in two places, and all of this after some boy that Christine used to date accidentally falls to his death.
How could she have anything to do with these things? And why?
Because, Charles, she wants you. I see how she's constantly looking at you. She needs me and Christine out of the way, and I'm scared.
I think maybe you're just being a little bit jealous, Anna. She's just a kid.
Why are you protecting her? You see that teacup? I don't remember anything after I drank that last night. Not anything. And there's something in the bottom, like undissolved sugar or something. Look.
I don't see anything.
No, it's there. You have to look hard, but it's there.
Charles studies the white mug.
Maybe it is sugar.
I don't use sugar in my tea, Charles. She put something in it.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to get her out of this house right now.
I can't just throw her out.
No, you don't have to throw her out. Just make up some excuse. Just drive her back to her dorm. Please do it. Charles, do it for me.
Do what?
Amy enters.
If it's an errand you need run, I'd be happy to help out.
Well, I can handle it.
All right.
Amy sees the teacup.
Oh, silly me. I forgot to come back for this. Sorry.
She takes it from Charles's hand. They look at her.
Well, let me know if you need anything.
Amy strolls out with the teacup. Anna looks at Charles.
Yes?
Yes.
Thank you, Charles.
Charles leans toward his wife.
I'll see you later.
They kiss.
Take care of that leg.
Anna nods and watches Charles leave. In the kitchen, Amy washes the white mug in the sink. Charles comes in behind her.
I'll be home early to help with the dinner.
Don't worry about a thing. We've got it all under control.
They smile at each other and Charles heads out. Amy carries soup on a tray through the upstairs hallway. As she passes Anna's open door, she stops and turns her head to see Anna sitting in bed, staring at her. Amy gives Anna a smirk before continuing down the hall. Alone, Anna sighs to herself. In Christine's room, Amy spoon-feeds the soup to her friend.
Christine, I'm starting to worry about your mom.
Why?
Well, look, I know it's none of my business, but I think she might be depressed.
I'd be depressed, too, if I were her right now.
True, but she has a small pharmacy's worth of painkillers on her nightstand right now. And I think she might be over-medicating herself.
No, she wouldn't do that.
Look, Christine, your mom told me about her trouble with alcohol. I know all about it. And now, with the accident, I'm worried. You know, some people have addictive personalities, Christine, and they just can't help themselves. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about.
I know she's gonna be okay. I know my mom. She's stronger than people think.
Whatever you say.
Amy stands and starts to go, but stops.
If she were ever to overdose, I would never be able to forgive myself for not saying something. So I just thought you should know.
I mean, thank you for caring, but you don't need to worry.
Amy offers a soft smile and walks out. That evening, Charles puts out cutlery on the beautifully set dining table in front of the crackling fireplace. Amy walks in behind him, with a full face of makeup and a black dress. She turns around and the unzipped dress reveals her bare back.
Is it me up?
Charles glances up, then away. He finishes his task, then steps up behind Amy and stops, eyeing the dress.
Where did you get this?
Oh, I got it from Anna's closet. She was asleep, otherwise I would have asked her. But I'm sure she won't mind. I have to look good for your guests.
Amy holds her hair out of the way as Charles pulls the zipper up the length of her back. He steps back. She turns around. They smile at each other, and Amy walks closer to him, looking up into his eyes.
Do you like it?
You look great.
Amy grins. She reaches for his chest, but Charles stops her hands.
Don't be like that. Hey.
No, people will be here soon.
He smiles and steps back to the table. Amy stares at him.
I did all this for you.
Oh, you know, that'll be Kane. My junior partner?
Oh, I'll get it.
She doesn't move.
Finish getting dressed.
Without looking at her, Charles walks past and leaves the room. Amy smooths her hair and takes a deep breath, then goes to the front door.
Come on in.
I'm early.
Oh, it's no problem.
I'm Ken. I work with Charles.
Yes, I know who you are.
I brought a little something for the party.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. You didn't have to do that. That's so sweet.
So tell me, where have they been hiding you?
I'm a friend of Christine's.
So is she still laid up here?
Yes, she is. It's awful. And Mrs. Benton. That's why I offered to help host the dinner party, so Charles didn't have to cancel.
Well, you certainly are easy on the eyes. So your name wouldn't happen to be Amy, would it?
Yes, it is. Why, has somebody been talking about me?
Well, as a matter of fact, just as Charles was leaving the office today.
Really?
Mm-hmm. A police detective called named Parker asked if there was an Amy staying at the Benton house.
Wow, a detective. What'd you tell him?
I told him the truth. That I'd never heard of anyone named Amy. But boy, oh boy, have I now.
Yes, you have.
So, Amy, are you on someone's top 10 most wanted list?
Hardly. No, actually, there was an accident at my school. It was pretty serious, and I gave the detective a statement, so he's probably just calling to follow up. I should give him a call tomorrow. But more importantly, can I shake you up a cocktail? You seem to me like you are a vodka martini guy, straight up. No vermouth, olives on the side.
Amy, I might be falling in love with you.
Well, Ken, that's what all the boys say.
Later at dinner.
And that, gentlemen, is the growing problem with digital content delivery. It's just too difficult to protect, if not ultimately impossible.
That's where the new system needs to be put in place. A file list of managed works. Make the webmasters accountable for their own actions.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have had success with PsychoView last year and recovered all the revenue generated by an illegal distribution up until that point.
Well, that is exactly what I wanted to hear.
Well, I can work up a proposal if you'd like. Have it ready for you by next week.
Great. That should work out just fine. So, anybody have plans for the holiday?
I am headed to San Luis for the rest of the week.
Oh, the water is beautiful up there. When do you leave?
Tonight. I've got a bag packed, and I'm out of here as soon as dinner is over.
I don't know how I'll get along without you.
Oh, well, I am sorry, Charles, but I can't help you there. You're gonna have a great time.
Thank you.
And I will be here, taking care of everybody.
Amy, you're a perfect angel. And you've done a wonderful job with the dinner.
Yes, it was expertly cooked.
I tried.
You succeeded.
Amy lifts her wine glass, and the clients do the same. Anna sits in bed with a dazed look.
I don't know how I'll get along without you.
Yes.
You succeeded.
Well, that is exactly what I wanted.
Now,
she reaches for a plate of food on the bedside table, but falls and knocks it to the floor. She hangs over the bed's edge, limp. Charles sees his clients out downstairs.
What a lovely evening. I can't thank you both enough for coming to my home.
Oh, thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. Pleasure. Brian, drive safely.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Good night.
The elderly couple leave, and Ken and Amy come out behind Charles.
Well, I think we nailed that one.
I think we did.
You guys can thank me later.
Amy saunters back inside.
She is quite a find. You, my friend, are very lucky.
Why do you say that?
Well, she's got a lot going on for her. And plus, the rapper ain't half bad, am I right, huh?
Don't you have a long drive ahead?
Yeah. Yeah, I should hit the road.
Yeah.
Hey, about Amy.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Ken leaves and Charles gives him a wave, then goes back into the house where Amy stands, waiting. Charles starts to walk away.
Unzip me?
He stops and looks over his shoulder, then they walk to each other and Amy turns around. Charles pulls the zipper down on the dress, exposing her skin.
You can keep going if you want.
I'm pretty tired tonight.
So that's the way it is?
That's the way it is.
Amy spins to see Charles disappear down the hall. Upstairs, Charles enters his room to find Anna slumped over the side of the bed.
Honey.
He rushes to her.
Oh, Anna.
Charles eases Anna back into bed and brushes hair from her face. He picks up the spilled plate and puts it on the bedside table, then adjusts the covers over Anna. Charles strides from the room and shuts the door behind him. Meanwhile, Ken drives his sports car down an empty street. He purses his lips as if to whistle, and taps the steering wheel with a finger as he drives. His foot moves to the brake pedal. Ken frowns, glancing down at his foot. He steers wildly and grits his teeth as he struggles to brake.
Okay.
Distracted by his brake pedal, Ken drifts into an oncoming lane. He narrowly avoids another car by veering sideways, and his car careens into a spin, sending it over the edge of the road and tumbling down a rocky hill. It settles in a ditch, in pieces. Morning in Christine's room, Amy brushes her hair as she gazes at her reflection in the mirror above the dresser. Later, Charles comes into the kitchen where Amy chops vegetables at the counter. A breakfast setting waits at Charles's seat.
Morning. Have a seat, it's almost ready.
We need to talk.
He slides the chair out and Amy comes over.
All right.
She stands, knife in hand.
Okay, let's talk. What do you want to talk about?
I'm worried about Christine. She's not getting any better. With Anna out of commission, I think it's time that I brought in some professional help.
Professional help? What are you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is...
Charles steps closer to Amy.
We all appreciate everything you've done here, especially me. But I need to hire a live-in nurse. She's gonna need the guest room.
Amy tears up.
You're throwing me out? After everything that I've done for you? After everything that we've shared? I mean, we had something going here.
We never had anything going here. That was a mistake and a big one.
No, that's not true. Don't say that. That's not true.
When I realize that. Now. I really love my wife.
His chin quivers and he quickly composes himself.
I need you to leave. I'll drive you back to campus.
No. No, you don't have to drive me anywhere. You don't want me around? Fine. Then I'll leave on my own. I have my own friends, and I can get my own damn ride.
Sorry about this, but it is for the best.
Oh, is it? Is it for the best? What do you know about for the best? I'm the best thing that ever happened to you. Better than that lazy stepdaughter of yours. And I'm sure as hell a lot better than that pathetic excuse of a wife that you have laying in there right now. And you know it. You know it.
I'm sorry. My mind is made up.
Fine. Then I won't be here when you get back. Because I wouldn't want to ruin or get in the way of your happiness.
Thank you.
Charles strides out and Amy's face breaks. She bangs on the dining table, then wipes a trembling hand over her face. Charles reads a magazine as arrives at his office. A blonde secretary stands to greet him.
Morning, sunshine.
Morning.
How'd your dinner go?
Dinner went fine, thanks.
You got visitors.
What?
In your office. It looks very official.
Charles goes to his office to find the two detectives waiting. Davis gives him a nod and Charles puts his things down at his desk.
Can I help you?
Detective Ed Parker, this is my partner Joe Davis.
Police, is there a problem?
Do you know a girl by the name of Amy Thomas?
Yes. She's a friend of my stepdaughter, Christine.
Huh. Do you know where she is now?
She's been staying at our house the last few days.
And how's that been going?
Tough.
Detective Davis takes notes.
Christine became sick immediately and has been bedridden ever since, and Amy was taking care of her when my...
Detective Parker tilts his head.
Wife had an accident.
What kind of accident?
She took a bad fall. Broke her leg.
We'd like to talk to Miss Thomas.
You might be too late. I told her this morning to get out.
The detectives exchange a look. Parker nods.
Let's go.
All three men head out. In Anna's room, Amy fills a syringe as Anna watches from bed, dazed and weak.
I'm sorry I can't stick around to help you feel better. There's nothing that would have made me happier. But I guess everybody's done with me now.
Anna's eyelids droop as Amy sits on her bed.
It's sad. It's tragic, really. I give and I give and I give, but I just can't seem to find what it is that I'm searching for. People can be so shallow. They don't know what love is. But I do. I know what love is. And I deserve it. I just can't seem to find it. In a moment, that leg won't be hurting you at all anymore. You won't feel any pain. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Anna stares at the needle.
I know I would.
Amy glances at the door.
I'll be right back.
Amy!
Amy puts the syringe on a dresser and looks Anna over before leaving. She goes to Christine's room where a sweat-soaked Christine struggles to sit in bed.
Christine, what is it? Call for me?
Yeah, I had a really bad dream.
Aww.
I really want to see my mom.
The warmth drains from Amy's face.
Well, your stepdad thinks that you've already suffered enough, so it's time to take you to the doctor.
Okay, really?
Yep. Come on, Scout's honor.
Can you help me get dressed?
No, there's no time for that. We're already running late.
I can't go like this. I need to get dressed.
No.
What are you doing?
Come on.
Go!
It has to be this
way.
Get this way. Christine, let's go!
Christine struggles as Amy drags her out.
Leave me alone! Stop it!
Christine topples a coat rack and tries to crawl away, but Amy gets her on her back and raises a fist. Christine kicks Amy in the face and clambers for the door. She gets it open, but Amy catches her and throws her into a table, knocking over a vase. Amy locks the door and kicks Christine twice in the stomach, then drags her into the dining room by her hair.
Stop being so ungrateful, Christine! Ugh. The whole family is ungrateful! Come on!
Amy throws Christine to the floor. Christine looks up to see Amy grab a frying pan from the stovetop.
You always got everything you ever wanted. All you ever had to do was wish for something, and it was yours.
Amy towers over her.
Perfect, Christine. Beautiful, Christine.
Amy swings.
I never got anything! I'm nobody.
Amy lifts the pan overhead. Christine lies unmoving, eyes closed, and Amy lowers the pan. She puts it on the counter, then presses buttons on an oven and opens the door. She returns to where Christine lies and grabs her arm, then drags Christine to the open oven. Amy heaves Christine upright and slumps her onto the oven door, then kneels and studies the unconscious Christine. She pushes the hair out of Christine's face.
Now, Christine, you want to just lay around and sleep your life away like a selfish little bitch. Be my guest.
She puts Christine's face down on the open oven door, then stands and starts away. Amy stops and turns, watching as Christine shuts the oven and plumps to the floor. Amy takes a kitchen knife from the counter.
Nothing worthwhile is ever easy.
Outside, a black car pulls up with blue and red dash lights flashing and the detectives get out with Charles. Christine struggles to crawl away as Amy stands over her with the knife.
I want you to know, you're making me do this, Christine.
Please stop!
It's all your fault.
Suddenly, Anna steps out behind Amy and jabs the syringe into her neck. Amy spins and shoves her. Anna tumbles to the floor. Amy stumbles, eyelids heavy and mouth hanging open. She grabs the syringe in her neck. She yanks it out and stares at it, shoulders heaving, then drops it and looks to Anna, who lies still beside the dining table.
You've ruined everything.
Charles unlocks the door and hurries inside, followed by the detectives. He enters the dining room and finds Amy standing with a knife, then kneels at his wife's side as she stirs. Amy wobbles as the detectives enter and draw their guns.
Don't move, Miss Thomas.
Amy, don't move. I'll shoot you.
Davis goes to a sobbing Christine and kneels beside her as Parker keeps his gun aimed at Amy.
I'm sorry.
The knife falls from Amy's hand.
I'm sorry, Charles.
Amy's eyes flutter closed and she collapses to the floor. Charles helps Anna sit up and they embrace. Parker lowers his gun and Christine sits with Davis on the kitchen floor, watching. Amy doesn't move. Charles clutches Anna tightly.
What the hell was this all about?
Parker shakes his head.
Who knows? So many pieces from so many places to put together.
She wasn't even Amy Thomas. The real Amy Thomas died 2 years ago.
Davis holsters his gun.
And who was she? Well, we'll find out. Eventually. Who knows, we might even find out why she did all this. I don't think anybody ever really loved her.
But it's over now, isn't it?
Parker holsters his gun as well.
It is for her.
Amy lies on the floor, eyes closed, with a knife lying beside her. Fade to black. Credits. Casting by Donald Penrick and Dean E. Franck. Costume designer Carrie Mazzarelli Glazer. Production designer Fernando Valdez. Music by Jeff Walton. Editor Ryan Mitchell. Director of photography Theo Angel. Executive producers Michael Moran and Fernando Su. Produced by Fred Olin Ray and Christopher Ray. Written and directed by Fred Olin Ray. More credits roll. Special thanks to Screen Actors Guild and Directors Guild of America. Logos, SAG-AFTRA, Juniper Post, Modern Video Film. The characters and events depicted in this motion picture are fictional. Any similarities to actual persons or animals living or dead are purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected by the copyright laws of the USA and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, copying, or use of all or part of the motion picture may result in civil liabilities and/or criminal prosecution in accordance with applicable law. Copyright 2016 Mar Vista Entertainment, LLC.